Good morning. Let us pray before we read our Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning and we really need your word speak to us. That's why we invite Holy Spirit come among us and then teach us to understand this all first when we read it together. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open our Bible. This morning, I want you to read from Psalm chapter 23. Of course, many of us know this verse, but I want to see from other side from this psalm. Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in a green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the story of Psalm chapter 23 is come from David's personal experience life when he walked with God through his whole life, and he make a conclusion by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." The word of shepherd is something that all Israel people know, and both in Old Testament and New Testament. When they put God as the shepherd, that means that he put his life under the authority of God, because the sheep cannot do nothing without the shepherd. That's why when we see this conclusion, "The Lord is my shepherd," that means David confessed his life, all he has, happiness and sadness under God's control. John Walfour, he make a good article about God as the shepherd, and he say, when God, when we say God as a shepherd, that means God is the rescuer in our life. God is the feeder. God is the leader. God is the protector. And God is the comforter of our life. Of course, all this work is completely done when Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." More of that, Jesus said, the good shepherd is give his life as a sacrifice for the sheep. So, I will not talk more about this part, because what I say that all this work is completely done in Jesus Christ. But the most important, when I read Psalm chapter 23, is what make me different with other people. When I say the God is my shepherd, I mean, if we say that the shepherd is the leader, then I will follow God. What make me different with other people who say the God is not my shepherd? Of course, we have many different with them. Like David say, the God is my shepherd. He makes some different in his life that show that he is different with other people. The first difference, we see still, first one, he say, I shall not want. I shall not want. I try to understand what does this sentence means. Let's open 2 Samuel chapter 7. Verse 1 and 2. Now it came to pass, when the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord has given rest from all his enemies all round, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwell inside 10 curtains. Then Nathan said to the king, Go do all this in your heart, for the Lord is with you. Brothers and sisters, what I want to say this morning is, David has his own ambition. As a king at that time, at least he has two ambitions. Number one, to build his own kingdom. Second, to build the temple of God. This is this ambition. In one side, it look good. In another side, there is personal thinking, a personal benefit when he build the temple of God and when he build his own palace. That's why he said to Nathan, and Nathan suddenly say, Yes, it is good. So Nathan support David's ambition. But at the same time, brothers and sisters, verse 4 said, But it happened that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan saying, Go and tell my servant David, thus say the Lord, would you build a house for me to dwell in? If we read the rest of this story, and then the answer is no. The answer is no. Okay, brothers and sisters, can you accept the answer of no from God when you say something good, but the God say no, 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 no? In this experience, I can see how obey David. Okay, if that the answer no, then I will obey what God tell me. So I can say that David said, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want anything. I believe what God say to me is the best for me. We all have our own ambition. We have big dream. Can we say no? Can we just focus to God? That's the first thing that make David different with other people when he say, The Lord is my shepherd. Second point, I want to bring you go to see the word of Lord. Let's be return to Psalm chapter 23. Psalm 23, verse 4. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This morning is raining, so I forget to bring the rod. As a pastor, when we ordain as a reverend, they will give you a some slayer like that, and then there is two picture on the slayer. One is the picture of the rod, and second is the picture of a crown. That means you as a pastor, I give you authority. to pastor the church member using this road. And then the second, after you finish, then you get the crown of glory from God. The road. What is the road mean? The road is two functions. One, to protect the sheep. The second is to guide. We like the road of protection from God. Every time when we go, we just pray, Father, please go with me. Wherever I go, I hope you go with me. That's what we wanted. But don't forget, the second function of the road is discipline. When the sheep go there, and the road, the form of the road like this, and then the shepherd just use the road to bring back. To bring back the sheep come together. Sometimes the shepherd use the road to give punishment to the sheep. This, I believe, most of us don't want to get this road. So that's why in church life, we can see that when someone move from one church to another church because they feel that the pastor angry to them. But David say, the road of God comfort me. Comfort me. So, how humble David. He is a king. The highest position in the society. But he said, the road of God comfort me. That means David has willingness heart to obey, to get discipline from God. Let's see 2 Samuel chapter 12. We read verse 13. So David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. I have sinned. David do something bad. And then the God sent Nathan to tell David. When the God sent Nathan to tell David what he has done is wrong, David never say, who are you? I am the king. I can do whatever I wanted. David never say, no. The reason because A, B, C, D. No, David didn't say like that. David say what? I have sinned against the Lord. You see how gentle and humble David. He accept the road from God. Brothers and sisters, self-defense sometimes is good, sometimes is bad. In front of God, we need to open our life and accept every discipline that comes from God. We need to use the road of God as the comfort of our life. That's make us different with other people. Second example, we open 2 Samuel 24. David make another sin. We see verse 10. And David's heart condemned him after he had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done, but now I pray, O Lord, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very full list. Verse 14, and David said to God, I am in great distress. Please let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. But do not let me fall into the hand of the man. So with these two experiences, David said, the road is my comfort. If you want to grow mature, maybe one day the leader will tell something about you. You just accept, because spiritual leader wants you to grow mature. He will correct everything in your life if he see that something wrong. I'm in process writing a thesis. Thanks God, before I start, one professor, I forget the name, the pastor from United States who talked about the book of Daniel in this church, and he want to meet me. And PSAM invite me, come together, and we have lunch together. And he share his experience when writing a thesis. At the end, he told me, the process of writing a thesis is humble yourself. You might write many pages, and you think you are right, but after that, your advisor just use red pen and then make a cross in everywhere. If you don't have humble heart, you will fight with the advisor. But you never finish your thesis if you fight with your advisor. Same. In our life, when we walk in a process of being mature, we can do something wrong. And God loves us. That's why he sent the road to guide us. Do we have humble heart? When we get the road of discipline from God, that's make David different with other leader. The third one, we return to Psalm chapter 23. The last sentence, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. When I read this verse in the beginning of my Christian life, I think David just like this. And I dwell in the church and do nothing. But after I know the house of the Lord means the place when God is. And then, okay, when God is. And then when I know the theology of New Old Testament, I see that from the book of Leviticus, every morning, Israel people need to burn many offerings to God. So, now I know what does this verse mean. This verse mean, the Lord is my shepherd, then I will worship him the whole of my life. Talking about worship, that's mean talking about offering. When you stay to worship God, you need to remember what kind of offering that you bring to God. Of course, if we go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. First one remind us to sacrifice our life I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And the second part of this verse is, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Brothers and sisters, if you are a good shepherd, you take care of all the sheep. After 6 months, you hope that the sheep is become bigger and then have a lot of hair so that you can take the hair and cut the hair and then become a wool. And then you hope that the sheep can give you milk. Same with us. We come at Solomon Porch Church. We get a lot of milk, teaching, guidance from this church. What kind of offering that we already gave to God? Remember, people who eat too much and less walking become fat, not like me. People who eat too much and less exercise can be fat in everywhere. Stomach, here. In spirituality also same. When we hurt too much without offering something to God, so just make a picture, and in that picture you make your head is small and your body is too big, and then not good. We get best shepherd in the Lord. In heaven we have Jesus. In the earth we have pastor in this church. Do we say that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever? What does it mean? I will worship him. What does it mean? I will offer my life to him. So these three example make David different with other sheep. Number one, he obey, he trust God by saying, I shall not want. Second, he has humble heart. That's why he said, the road is my comfort. And then number three, he has thanksgiving heart by saying, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How about your spiritual journey? Let us pray. We all have the same shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. Can you put your ambition into God's hand and just obey to do what he wants you to do? Second thing, how is your attitude when you get the root of discipline from God? Can you say, thank you, Father, because you love me, you discipline me? And the last thing, after you get everything from God, will you say, I will stay in the house of the Lord? Stay in the house of the Lord means, I will worship you. Worship you means, I will offer the best part of my life. I want to give it to you.
thunder and the rain. It's ringing in the skies, the cannons in the night, the music of the universe plays, singing you are holy, great and mighty, the moon and the stars declare who you are. I'm so unworthy, but still you love me forever. Sing of how great you are. Beautiful and free, the song of galaxies is reaching far beyond the Milky Way. Let's join it with the sound. Come on, let's sing it out as the music of the universe plays. We're singing, you are holy, great and mighty. The moon and the stars declare who you are. I'm so unworthy, but still you love me forever. My heart will sing of how great you are. We're singing, you are holy, great and mighty. The moon and the stars declare who you are. I'm so unworthy, but still you love me forever. My heart will sing of how great you are.
Oh, glory.
Oh, glory, your power is yours. Amen. Oh, glory, your power. Amen. Oh, glory, all the power is yours forever. Amen.
Again.
Oh, glory, all the power is yours. Amen. Oh, glory, all the power is yours. Amen. Oh, glory.
God so loved to us. He saved us. That used our life just to glorify Him. Let's spend our time, give our prayer to our brother and sister who are in weakness. Let's pray for them that God will heal them. Our prayer has power. Let's bring this power to them so they're released from every sickness. Let's pray together. Bring their name in the presence of God. Ask God to touch their body. In the name of Jesus, every cancer, body weakness will kick out by the power of Jesus Christ. Next, from physical problem, bring them to spiritual problem. We pray that God also open their heart. The Holy Spirit work among their mind and heart so that they can see that salvation only come from God. We pray for them so that they can believe and receive Jesus Christ as the Savior. Next slide. We always keep in prayer for our brother and sister who are in processing after surgery. We pray that God will touch every part of their body so that they can get 100% healing from God. We see that there are some brothers and sisters, they are seeking new job. Please pray for them so that God can give the best for them. We go to community prayer. Today is Friday. We pray for mission at Singapore and also Indonesia. We bring these two SP into God's hand. We pray that God will provide new place for SPSG and lead Pastor Sam Kim. They just moved to Singapore, and then we pray that God will bless Pastor Sam Kim as a lead pastor at Singapore, and also pray for SP Indonesia so that God will use SPIN to be a blessing for many Indonesian people who are working in Hong Kong. Also pray for MC, pray for this team so that they will always lead this church, have exciting in mission. Local outreach have many activity. We pray that all activity bring blessing to people who need it. We pray for tonight. We have SPU, IP, and Yahweh. And then don't forget, there are Santi ministry. Today is the last day. We pray that this ministry really be a blessing for many people. We pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for your grace to us. Thank you for your willingness to be our shepherd. Teach us to be a good sheep that always have humble heart and offering heart to you, Father. Now we put our life into your hand. We will go to work and to do many things. We pray that your blessing come upon us, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.